Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream.
Welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. And did you know that you are beautiful? Well, somebody handed me a little round mirror, and on the backside it says, you are beautiful. So I thought I'd pass that on to you. What a lovely thing to have right here in front of me while I speak to you, beautiful people. And what else is possible? You know, Dare to Dream is really about creating whatever is going on for you at whatever time in your life out into the world in a big way. And it's interesting because as a consultant, as a coach, I work with people all the time who are on the precipice of something new. They're launching something, becoming something, shifting something. And I can promise you there's a level of anxiety. For everybody I know, for instance, I was just on the phone this morning coaching somebody, and this guy, he's a body specialist. You know, he is a fitness guy. He's a myofascialist. He does all these amazing healing things out in the world for bodies, and he's starting something new, and even for him, it was a big deal, lots of questions, lots of concerns, but I assured him that's part of the journey. Just enjoy the ride inside of your head, because that's going to go on until you start to see, I got this. I got this. It's happening. There's not just a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm actually in the light already. It's happening. It's been created. And, you know, I just did the same thing myself on Monday. I took a test for a Spanish wine specialist certification. I have been studying for over a week. Besides the class and all the other work I put into it, I haven't studied this long probably since college or when I was an actress and I had to memorize lines. It was a lot of work. It was a brand new muscle to bring back into my consciousness to use to study at that level. And you know, I realized at one point I was arguing for my own limitations. What I mean by that is I recognized that I was putting everything out there while I was studying, such as, well, this can't possibly happen. I don't really know Spanish or Portuguese or any of these words. Well, this is going to be difficult. I have no reference point. I haven't been to Spain. Well, I've tasted some of these wines, but not all of them, so how can I really remember it? Well, it's not just about regions and climate and geography, but it's also about districts. And, you know, I had all my limitations. And I had to stop myself and say, logically, that's correct. All of that's correct. That is kind of overwhelming. And at the same time, you can spend your energy arguing for your limitations, or you can recognize that you can be fully aligned with the decision to study this, do this, and ace it the best of your ability. And once I took all my limitations off the map, off the chart, just didn't even acknowledge them anymore and literally transmuted them into nothingness because they were not helping me, they were only creating resistance against my studying. I had to let it all go. And it's so funny to be inside your own monkey mind and listen to everybody chattering away and then, whew, let it go and just be in the study. Be in the study of Spanish wines. So I took my test. It was 2.5 hours. It was difficult. It was challenging. And I was so proud that I showed up and had done the work. I find out in a week what happened. I tell you this story because every time we step into something new, that's the experience. There's a lot of stuff that gets kicked up, a lot of questions, a lot of doubts, a lot of uncertainty. But you know what? Here's what I know. I've never felt more alive than any time I challenge myself. My life has been predicated on challenges. So I tell you this because you're probably in the midst of one too. Keep going. Don't stop. I'm going to be featuring somebody later on who's going to be an example of this, Franny Gold. Her songs have appeared on more than 100 million records worldwide. She's received BMI awards, Grammy awards. She's worked with the greatest names in music such as Diana Ross, Whitney Houston, Randy Travis. This songwriter has penned classics for them all. And guess what? Even Franny has reinvented herself and given her creativity another outlet besides her songwriting. So stay with us because that's going to be an amazing conversation. It is so easy to forget what an amazing gift life really is. Our lives, they're nothing but a cosmic blink. And even our seemingly all-encompassing world is just a tiny blue dot circling an average-sized star, spiraling around a galaxy of 200 to 400 billion stars, which itself is just one galaxy away from billions more. Yet for one brief moment, we get to experience the wonders of existence, of consciousness. It was Irma Bombeck who said, "When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me." I just want to encourage you, whatever you're stepping into, don't let whatever goes on in your mind stop you, but do acknowledge it. It exists. Sometimes, actually, doubt is a wisdom teacher. It shows us something. For instance, the Spanish. You know, maybe I needed to learn more Spanish. Maybe I do need to go out and taste all those wines. In fact, every time I did introduce another wine, Albariño from Galicia, or other wines like the Rioja wines, when I tasted them, it did create a reference point. So in that case, my doubt was a wisdom teacher. I listened to it. I followed it, and it informed me and helped me in my studies. What I know for sure is that moving forward and creating a dream is about courage. Ultimately, always is. And what is courage? Courage is doing something in spite of. Courage is moving forward in spite of fear or doubt or uncertainty. Courage isn't that giant lion that comes roaring through. Courage is quiet. Courage is consistent. Courage is continuing even when it seems like you can't possibly succeed. Courage is when you keep going. So if you feel concerned, afraid, limited, doubtful, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Keep at it. And just start again tomorrow and keep going. Keep going. New beginnings, that's how they're created. Franny Gold is on the show today. She's an American songwriter, musician, singer, and writer. Her songs have appeared on more than 100 million records worldwide. Gold has received BMI awards for singles with the Pussycat Dolls, Stick With You, Randy Travis's A Man Ain't Made of Stone, the Kinleys, Somebody's Out There Watching, from the Touched by an Angel soundtrack, Selena's Dreaming of You, Jody Watley's Don't You Want Me, and Night Shift by the Commodores, which also won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group and received a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year. Franny Gold continues to write music, and as a big dreamer and accomplisher today, Franny also designs a clothing line that is available, and you can check it out online at FrannyGold.com. That's spelled FrannyGolde.com. Franny Gold, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. P.S., it's Franny Goldie.
Ah, Goldie.
And I can't tell you how many people pronounce it gold. I would say 90%, but it is Goldie. So there you go.
Franny Goldie. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm in the majority, but let's change that out there. And what a great name. What a great career. So tell
Thank
us
you.
Right at the front, for those who might be new to you, I know a lot of people know your work. Your work is it's a huge body of work. Tell us Some of the tunes, some of the names we would know, obviously Night Shift by the Commodores, huge. What else have you penned?
Oh, my God. My very first hit was, and that's rare, you know, it was kind of an out-of-the-box thing, and it was as much a surprise to me as it was to anybody, was Diana Ross, Getting Ready for Love. And that was pretty exciting. I remember pulling up to the side of the road, and back when there was payphones, and calling my dad and trying to reach the receiver to the radio to say, "Dad, I'm on the radio." So that was fun. And one of the biggest records I had the privilege of being on was The Bodyguard. And that was a duet with Kenny G and Aaron Neville. And Kenny G, who was not crazy about doing the song at first, once he heard Aaron Neville sing on it, decided, I think I want that on my album too. So that was pretty exciting because that was the first time since Simon and Garfunkel had Mrs. Robinson on both their album and the soundtrack album that a song had done that. So we were lucky enough to be on The Bodyguard and the Kenny G record, which combined probably sold at this point, I would say, between 40 and 50 million records worldwide. So that was pretty exciting. And then there's been Celine Dion, Pat Benatar, Heart, Faith Hill, numerous artists that I never imagined I'd be writing for. So pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. And you were successful young. So I want to take a little journey with you. But the first question I have to admit, when you write at that level, so much, so many years, so many decades, so many different styles, clearly, uber creative, huge body of work. So, Franny, how does it start for you, that process? Where did it come from? Is it a word? Is it a feeling? Is it an inspiration?
You know, a lot of writers like to come into a session prepared. Like a lot of people I've worked with, they'll say, okay, I've got this killer title, or I've got a riff going, like a musical riff. And I've worked like that, and that's fine. But my absolute favorite way to come into a session, or anything I do for that matter, is unprepared. I believe that every day is something different. You know, you wake up, you're in a good mood, a bad mood, something happened, you're depressed, you're happy, you're up, you're energized, it could be anything. You come into a room to work with, and you bring that energy. When you come unprepared, you never know what is going to transpire. I'll give you one example that comes to mind. I went to a writing session unprepared, and I was just feeling, I won't say depressed, just questioning everything in my life. And I was feeling very alone. And I sat down with my two co-writers, and we were writing a song that day. We just sat down. And the first thing that popped up is I just started singing. My co-writer played a chord, and I said, "How do I feel? I feel so alone." And that was the opening line. And that was honesty. And that created this entire amazing song that ended up being recorded within the next 2 weeks by Faith Hill. And so I always love those moments when something comes from nothing, but from something you actually are experiencing and feeling, rather than saying, oh, I've got this killer title. What do you think of da-da-da-da-da? And then you have to start thinking of the already processed by somebody else's thought, instead of just bringing whatever that emotion is and letting it flow. Does that make sense?
It really does, and that's amazing, to allow yourself to be such an open vessel in the moment for whatever just is. It seems to me that that's your brilliance. And I wonder, what is your perspective? Because there's so many amazing composers, lyricists, songwriters, and musicians out there who start out with a bang, like Billy Joel, for example, had so much to say. Used to love listening to his stuff, and then at some point, it just stops. It's like the juice gets dried up. And I've always wondered, do they just get rich and fat and happy, and it falls away? Or what is your take for people in the business who stop being able to provide pieces of music that really have meaning and depth?
I think it's different for everybody. I mean, I think Billy Joel has written some amazing songs since his youth. I know what you're saying. I mean, we all had our favorites early on. But, you know, you look at people like Bruce Springsteen or the Rolling Stones, or even, you know, the Beatles or Paul McCartney. You know, they went on to write great songs after their supposed moment of brilliance, you know, their good years. So I think it's different for everybody. I think it might just change and evolve. You know, it's like I always tell my child, I think this is really interesting, because I say, well, that's old. You know, I'll say, oh, this is a great painting you did. Oh, it's horrible. It's old. And I'll say something like, well, is Night Shift a bad song because I wrote it 20 years ago? Or is Frank Sinatra no longer good because, you know, he is not recording, or Come Fly Me to the Moon came out in whatever year it came out? Is that not a good song anymore? I think, you know, everything has its time, and it can be good at any time. And getting back to your question, I just think people evolve. I don't know if they leave or change, or some people just change their career, or they don't have the passion that they once had, and they kind of take a moment of reflection and go back.
Well, clearly that hasn't happened for you, because you know your tunes and, you know, prolific, really. So beginning of your career, early on, you find a home away from home in a rented studio at Chess Records in Chicago. Talk about your connection with Chess Studios.
Well, my father had a janitorial company, and one of his clients was Chess Studios. And I was sort of flailing around, you know, wanting to be in the music business, but not quite knowing, you know, how to get in, what to do. And my dad gave me this amazing gift. He drove me down to Chess Studios one day and introduced me to this wonderful man who was running Chess Studios by the name of Ralph Bass, who happened to be a famous record producer and record man, and he took me under his wing. And through him, I got to watch and meet, you know, B.B. King, Minnie Riperton, Howlin' Wolf, Etta James, you know, all these people were recording in the studio. And I got to be around it every single day. And my father rented me a studio there for 1 year. It was just like a live room. And nobody had to beg me to go. I would show up every single day. And it was like going to college. And it was a wonderful experience. And by the time I left there, I mean, there was no question that that was my heart and that was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. We're going to be back with more with Franny Goldie and talking about how you take what you're doing in songwriting at that level and still get inspired to create something different and what that is for her today. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of R. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of R.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Franny Goldie, who learned that persistence and resilience make dreams come true. As a songwriter on multiple Grammy Award-winning records, plus her musical contributions on the sale of over 100 million records worldwide. And now Franny is the clothing designer of a sculpted fashion collection. You can see it at FrannyGoldie.com. It's FrannyGoldie.com. So, Franny, I want to talk about, you went from songwriter, which you still dabble in. I mean, you still got a career in that, but now you are also designing clothes. Talk about that. Obstacles, joys of reinventing yourself. What have they been?
Well, first of all, it's so rewarding to know that you can make your dreams come true. You know, it's not easy, I won't lie, but it's been the most amazing journey. I was relating when you were talking about speaking Spanish, because I speak Spanish and I get to speak almost every day, because I'm downtown a lot. A lot of the people I work with are Hispanic, and I love being able to speak Spanish. But back to your question, I've just loved fashion as long as I can remember. I feel like music and fashion are so related in a lot of ways too. And I was always on the search for certain clothes that I liked, and I just could never find them. I started out by doing just cutting up my clothes. I would always have a scissor nearby, and if I'd find something and it just wasn't exactly right, I'd sort of tweak it to the way I wanted it. I started selling clothes as a way to raise money for my child's school. They would have fundraisers, and the parents were like, you know, you have to help raise money this year. And so when I asked Sheryl Crow for the third guitar signed, you know, I felt like, okay, that's it. I have to do something else. And that's when I chose to do the boutiques, and they were very successful. And I decided I was going to try to incorporate one piece at a time, doing my own thing. And I started out with pants. And I decided I was going to make the perfect pair of black pants, which I'm always looking for.
Okay, so what is the perfect pair of black pants? Tell me.
The perfect pair of black pants for me are comfortable, structured but stretchy, higher in the back so that when you sit down there's no show and tell, no zipper, no side seams, just like a pair of pants you can put on, eat a meal, be comfortable, and feel like you look long and lean, and you don't need to wear shapewear. That, for me, is the perfect pair of pants. Because I don't want to be wearing two layers of pants, right? And it took me 5 years of tweaking. I didn't know what I was doing. I was meeting pattern makers and sewers and this and that. I didn't know what grading and marking and all of these terms. You know, every business has its own lingo. I knew nothing, but I learned. I learned. And if you go to my website, you'll see what I learned and how it came out. And I love some of the things, you know, that I've heard you say, like, you know, perfection, you know, it can be a killer. It's like, I feel it's perfect, but it's like I was so hesitant about the website, like, oh, my God, it needs this, it needs that, oh, if only this, if only that. I just said, you know what, it is fine. I am still learning. I'm going to be changing. I'm pressing the button, and I'm going live. I realized so much of it was fear. You know, no one's going to like it. No one's going to shop. I don't know if I like it. What if this? What if that? I just pressed the button.
Awesome. Oh, my God, I love that. You know, there's this quote from Matthew Ricard, which says, at each point in our lives, we are at a crossroads. We are the fruit of our past, and we are the architects of our future. If you want to know your past, look at your present circumstances. If you want to know your future, look at what is in your mind. So you press the button, you go live, Franny, and talk about what have been the important, meaningful things to you about creating this dream come true.
Well, I mean, just the validation of, you know, all the things that you say, but, you know, being able to see them, i.e., you know, the validation of, yes, you press the button, you put the energy into the atmosphere, things happen. You know, you've got to move forward. You've got to put that energy out there to see, you know, like build it and they will come.
Right.
It's true. It's very true. It's like my friend Stephen Rosen, who's a talent manager. He always says,
I know Stephen. This is
oh,
a small world.
I love Stephen. He says, do something you fear every day.
Right on.
You know.
Time. So do something you fear every day. Okay, so you step into it. You're live. You've got this clothing line. I've seen your website. It's serious. You also create purses, handbags, accessories, jewelry, wraps besides clothing. What is your aesthetic?
I don't create those. I wanted to carry accessories. Those are things I love.
Yes.
The jewelry is all handmade and designed by my cousin. It's stuff I love. The clothing I design, but everything else is stuff that I love or handmade by people I love, the accessories part of it.
And how do you... What is it? What is the design aesthetic? What is it that you know? What are you looking for? What would you say is the theme of your clothing line?
Shape, form, you know, putting on a top and instead of having it be boxy, baggy, that you actually, you know, can have it fit but graze your body. Instead of being clingy or too baggy or boxy, that you can show off your positives and feel good and confident. There's a lot of things that, there's one piece called the Goldie wrap that you can wear like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 different ways. And I invite people to, you know, order it, put it on, show me how they wear it, hashtag me, and I would love to feature them on the site, you know, wearing their Goldie wrap. There's another thing, that so many people say, how have you done this? Like, where did this come from? And I say the same thing. It's about songwriting. It's about life. It's about the website. It's about everything. Show up. Show up. Just show up every day and be present. And if you play one note on the piano, if you sew one stitch, if you make one appointment, one phone call, you are farther along than if you do nothing.
Just show up.
Done is better than perfect.
That's right. What do you know about the fashion industry than when you first started?
Nothing. I know. No, I do. I know a lot, but I know and I know that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning every day. I'm having fun. That's what I know. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying when people write to me and go, oh, my God, these are the best pants. Oh, my God, I love this. I love that. This dress is killer. that's what turns me on. It's like somebody calling and say, I heard your song, it brought a tear to my eye, or, you know, those are, you know, you're putting your energy and your vibe out in the world, your love, your goodness. You know, everything I have here, I could have made it, I don't know, anywhere in China or India and probably make tons more, you know, profit. But I chose to do it in the U.S. I want people to know, you know, that it's made. I see how it's made. I see the people touching the fabric that are sewing those stitches. They're happy. You know, there's a wonderful vibe. There's a lot of love that goes into what I make. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that shows, and when people receive that, they will feel that as well.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds corny, but I am all about, that is my religion, love.
Mm.
And I like
to put
it in everything.
Well, we're going to talk more with Franny Goldie when we come back about some of the most important things that she's learned this year, what kind of practices keep her creating at this level and as grounded as she is. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. Join me on Twitter. My name, at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
You're tuning in after we've started. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Franny Goldie, award-winning songwriter and fashion designer. I'm curious, just to start with, because we were talking about clothes, Franny, why is looking our best, my best, your best, why is it important?
I think it makes you feel better. It gives you confidence. I mean, I know for me, when I feel like I look good, I tend to have a better day. I feel confident and I feel good about myself, and I can go out into the world, and I just, there's just a different air about things.
Mm-hmm. I know I love looking good.
Yeah.
And you know, I work from home and I still get dressed. I wake up every day and pick out clothing. Whether I wear makeup or not, it doesn't matter. But I always pick out something to wear. I don't know. It sets me up in my day. It feels like it starts the energy right.
Well, I can't say that I'm as good as that, because there are days I walk around in my pajamas, but rarely, but I do. But, yeah, I totally – I mean, and you know, I always say – there is nothing, Audrey Hepburn used to say, like, there's nothing like a good lipstick to cheer you up. Like, if you're having a bad day, go buy a lipstick. So
go buy a lipstick or go buy a Franny Goldie design.
Exactly. Exactly.
And this year, Franny, what's the most important thing you have learned thus far this year?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of obstacles, a lot, in my life, between a death in my family, tragically, my sister passed away. There's been health issues within my family, with my husband. I've just faced a lot of obstacles, and what I have learned is that, you know, you must be resilient. You have to stay strong. You have to keep, you know, following your own dream. Because by following your dream and movement forward, you bring everybody into that energy. And yes, things can get tough and hard. We all go through hardships. But by keeping yourself together, you can have a happy life. You can find those moments of joy and bliss and goodness. And there's a lot of people out there, a lot of love, and you know, it's there for the taking. And that can be extremely helpful, and you know, feeling that support and love when you're going through challenges is just it just reminds you how amazing life is, how amazing people are.
Yeah. What keeps you grounded? What keeps you going? Do you have a ritual or a practice that you rely on?
I try to walk every day in a very, you know, quiet, out nature kind of environment. I won't say where, because then the whole world will show up there and it won't be quiet anymore. But I try to do that, and I do 7 minutes minimum. I don't know why. I just like the number 7, minimum of meditation after I walk.
Any particular practice of meditation?
I'm sorry?
Any particular practice for your meditation?
I just do, you know, I just breathe in and out, or I'll picture myself at somewhere I've been in my life that was just a beautiful place, peaceful place, and if I can't, if I'm just, you know, can't think of anything or can't quite calm down, or I just do breathe in, breathe out, and I just say in, out to myself as I breathe in and out, as simple as that, and that just brings me down and kind of sets me up for the day.
Mm. If you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would that be?
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's all good. It's all going to happen the way it's going to happen. And it is such a waste of time to worry and to make plans. Mm-hmm. Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You have no control. And you, I know the amount of hours, days, and decades I've spent worrying. And, you know, that's what I would say. I would say that to myself now as well. I do remind myself, don't worry.
It was Jack Canfield who said, don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. Well, this is Debbie Dashinger. When we come back to Dare to Dream Radio, Franny Gold is going to tell us what she next dares to dream. Don't miss us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Debbie Dashinger from DebbieDashinger.com, Dare to Dream Radio, with Franny Gold and Franny Goldie. This is Dare to Dream. I caught myself. What are you next, Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
My next dream, well, I want to keep building my website and my all of that that goes with it. But my next big thing is I want to finish my book. I have a little more to do. And this is really interesting, especially for the nature of your show. This is something I learned this year. New ideas can happen at any time. Something can just come your way and you're like, oh my God, I never thought of that. I had written this book. I'd worked on it for probably 10 or 12 years. It was a memoir. I'd brought it around to all different people, publishers, editors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody said, we need you to put it together in a, you know, with a chronological thread. And, you know, it just, I never could do it. I tried it with editors. I spent so much time on it. I laid it down. I put it to rest. This year, the beginning of the year, I was reading Wildflower by Drew Barrymore, which, by the way, is a great read. And I realized while reading it, oh, my God, this is not a chronological book. Mm-hmm. She is skipping around to different periods of her life. It's not conventional chronological order. Why can't I do that? Called my editor. I said, you know, I presented, I said, have you read this Drew Barrymore book, blah, blah, blah. And they said, wow, that's a great idea. Well, hello. So I guess I realized I was the thread. You know, the chronological part of it wasn't necessarily the thread. I was the thread. So now I'm able to put this book together, skip around. I could be 10 years old. I could be, you know, 40 years old. And I don't have to do things in any particular order. It can just be whatever I want it to be. And I'm going to be releasing one of the first chapters to the Huffington Post very shortly.
Oh.
And I'm very excited about it.
I'm very excited, too. And, you know, doing what I do, taking authors to bestseller and having to read the amount of books I do, both from being on the radio and from my author clients, I have to say some of my favorite reads are things that are not linear. I find that much more captivating when something starts one place, goes to the next, and there is a really incredible thread, but it's just done in an exciting way. So full
right.
steam ahead. Cannot wait to read your book about
Thank
your life,
you.
Your memoir. Does it
Thank
have a title or is it a secret?
No, I don't really have a title yet. But I will, I have one title I've played around with, which is how I've always played my life. Mm-hmm. And that's, playing by ear. How I learned how to play the piano. How I learned to songwrite, how I learned the fashion industry. It's kind of how I do everything. I play it by ear.
Mm.
So that's a working title.
You have worked with Diana Ross, Hart, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Christina Aguilera, the Commodores, Selena, Faith Hill, and I mean, da-da-da-da. Just Google her and read on, please. You've been honored with numerous awards. Is there someone who is a standout or an experience you had that was funny or notable that you can share about any of the legends that you worked with?
Funny or notable. Let's see.
Or shameful.
Or shameful. I have to say I was shocked because I was my little, you know, whatever I was, 20-something-year-old self in the studio, you know, absolutely awestruck watching Diana Ross record my song. And I was shocked that she was smoking a cigarette and that she could sing the way she did.
Oh, my God. I would be, too. You know, I felt that way when I met Mikhail Baryshnikov, who I used to watch dance with ABT, with the American Ballet Theatre Company.
Right.
And the first time I met him in person, he smoked, drank coffee, alcohol. I was beyond the beyonds. How is that possible?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that was just, you know, just something I thought of. Selena was one of the dearest, most wonderful, lovely souls. I do have to say, most every single artist I've had the chance to meet and work with have been wonderful. You hear about all the attitudes and this and that and the other. My experiences have been wonderful. Christina Aguilera, a doll. A doll. She did a demo for me and said, could you just get me like a cheeseburger or something because I'm kind of hungry. Like, yes, of course. Like you're doing this for free. Thank you. Just a sweetheart. Selena, a sweetheart. Diana Ross, all of them. Whitney Houston, Hart, wonderful, kind. Dave Koz, one of the most, oh my God, is he wonderful. Aaron Neville, you know, all of them, just wonderful people. The Commodores, oh, my God, salt of the earth, down to earth, huggers, lovers, wonderful people, just put out so much love in the universe.
Wow. Well, as you said in the beginning, it's always about love, and done is better than perfect. And don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Just do it like you pressing the button. So
exactly.
You went online and live. Thank you so much for coming on today, Franny Goldie. This has been amazing to talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you for inviting me. I had the best time. You are a magnificent interviewer. And I love your show. I love what you stand for. And I dare to dream.
Yay. We all dare to dream. Go to FrannyGold.com. And remember, for classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews, also creating your book into a guaranteed bestseller, go to MyBestsellerBook.com. Also, MediaMasteryRadio.com. And at DebbieDashinger.com, get your free downloads today. I end the show with this quote from M. Scott Peck. The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled, for it is only in such moments, paralleled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers. Thank you for joining me on the show today. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker.
Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. To forget, life is in my hands.